If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Google, there's a lot happening in the world of business. This is not something we have to discuss, but have you seen how the U.S. stock market was crashing yesterday? I told him Trump is horrible, horrible. But let's speak about our domestic issues. Transnet port terminals are now looking for more private sector participation. We already know about that one port down in KZN that was taken over. And then that matter went to court. It was stalled a little bit. How's that going?
Well, it seems as though they are certainly making progress. Now, we all know that Transnet has been very bullish in making sure that they open up private sector participation, whether it be in their ports or their rail network service. This also saw a few shifts in their strategy, as well as leadership roles that they had implemented. And most importantly, the commitment that they've also made just in terms of trying to fast track much of the development. So they have mentioned here that they are issuing requests for proposals for the appointment of a terminal operator, this time at the Maiden Wharf precinct at the Port of Durban. You might recall that a few years ago, we also had a story around the international investor who would have come in. That, as we know, is also still being stalled at the moment. But the terminal operator is essentially going to assist in moving products at a much quicker rate and pace. This does include the designing and transferring of a multi-purpose terminal handling structure, largely focused on agricultural dry bulk as well as other compatible cargo. Now, from what we do understand, this particular facility will handle at least 7 million tons of cargo annually, and they're looking to increase that substantially as we head to the year 2030, and primarily serves, as mentioned, for dry bulk, break bulk, and with limited use of liquid bulk. So ultimately, this has positive impacts if we think about the downstream effects, largely on the agricultural sector that does use this particular port to move goods in and out of the country. Now, it's not yet mentioned as to what the details are regarding the request for proposals in terms of deadlines, timeframes, and the likes, but we certainly know that they are looking for a competitive partner. And I think in light of the fact that the budget speech is taking place tomorrow, a positive indicator of the commitments that have been made by the state-owned entity to ensure that they do keep to their commitment of increased private sector participation.
Okay. And so maybe let's then look at the markets domestically and how well they're doing. I suppose before we get there, we can just look at the retail sector. FMCG seems to be doing okay, like moderate growth there.
I was actually disappointed by this data, but when we dug a little bit deeper and spoke to the founders and the researchers around the backdrop, it actually started to make a lot more sense. Last year, there was a lot of optimism around the access that South Africans would have had to the two-pot system, essentially enhancing the level of disposable outcome that they would have available to them. But we also know that interest rates slowly started falling, and cumulatively, we saw an interest rate cut of 0.75%. This is a positive, right? Because it does mean that South Africans do have a little bit more wiggle room in order to manage their finances. But as we have been discussing on the show, we have noticed that a lot of South Africans use this excess capital to essentially channel it to settling their debt. So this does mean that in as much as we might have spent slightly more on certain items, specifically when it comes to groceries as well as clothing items, not so much on durable goods. So heavy items like furniture, TV appliances and the likes might have seen a slight uptick in growth, but it was rather moderate. Again, this takes us back to the NIQ's latest state of the retail national report, which actually indicated that retail sales for the year only grew by 3.4%. So that's really marginal. And if we do take a look at some of the company results we've been looking at, the likes of ShopRite and even Woolworths, this is also evidenced in their numbers that we as South African consumers typically have been prioritizing private label goods, so the no-name goods or slightly more affordable goods, over just excessively making purchases, and I guess leading to your theme of wasting. So if there's anything that 2024 taught us, is that I guess South African consumers are a little bit more cautious in terms of what they spend, how they spend, and minimizing any wastage, especially when it comes to food items.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets, after the bloodbath we saw yesterday, bear in mind that a lot of it is also on the back of multiple news flow themes. Power cuts that are taking place in Gaza, of course, some of the political shifts that we've seen in Canada with the appointment of the new prime minister, and of course, Trump tariffs and the impact that this will have on trade. So the All Share Index was in negative territory right across the board yesterday, including mining stocks, which typically have been doing well. That means that the JSE All Share Index will open up from 87,291 points. Despite all the market calamity, our currency has been holding its own. We're at 18.31 to the US dollar, 23.59 to the British pound, and now at 19.86 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, obviously 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.